David O'Grady from the Alder Malta. We're standing on the quay front here in Wexford of a Thursday evening, putting a plan together for the Wexford Stages launch, which is taking place on Saturday evening here at 4 o'clock. You're from the Alder Malta, as I said. What is your role going to be here on Saturday evening?
Okay, well, the scenario is that two cars will have crashed and there'll be multiple casualties involved in it. Some of them will need the cars cutting away from them, and we will go in and stabilise the patients while the rally rescue or the fire brigade comes in and cuts the cars away from them. And then we will extricate the patients out of it and take them out to our vehicles. We'll have two road vehicles here at least, an off-road vehicle and just a staging car to manage the scene here.
This is no ordinary launch, as we just said there to the boys from the Coast Guard. This wouldn't be an every day of the week job for yourselves at a rally or anything. This is a whole new experience for yourselves. I know the Coast Guard here are using this as a training operation. This is a training operation for yourselves, I presume, as well.
It is. We train every Monday night with our own crews, and this will be part of the training. And it's just something that where it would all come together, where the crews would have to work together with the other agencies, the Coast Guard, the Fire Brigade, Rally Rescue, the Garda Síochána, and any of the other agencies that may be here, the lifeboat and the helicopter. So, yes, all the initial and all the technical stuff that goes on would all be done singly, but now it all has to come together, work as a unit for the sake of the casualties that are involved.
Now, we know that the Coast Guard are going to have a crew here of their own. The Alder Malta will have a crew. How will the two crews work together for someone that wouldn't understand what would be going on?
Okay, what you'll actually find if you look very carefully is that some people will be standing back, and you'll see the different coloured jackets that they're wearing, and these will be the head of the agencies. So you'll have somebody from the Coast Guard who will take control. You'll have somebody from the ambulance service who will take control. You'll have somebody from the rescue service who will take control, and they will be liaising between themselves, standing back, and if they see anything that one of the agencies needs to do, they will go and deal with that. So there is people actually in charge. It may look at mayhem from the outside, but it's very controlled, and everything comes back to the top and then back down again. So if something needs to happen, it comes up to the people that are in charge, and then it comes back down again to the ground level people.
As I said, this is not an ordinary thing we see in motorsport, where a car would, God forbid, something would happen into water. Mm-hmm. This is a great training operation for yourselves and the Southeast Rally Rescue team as well.
It is indeed, yes. We don't work together that often. Wexford Alder Malta have been involved with the Wexford Stages Rally for many, many years, I think since its inception. I know at least going back 40 years, I can remember going out onto the rallies. But we would be working all the time with Rally Rescue, and the amount of times that we go out with them to deal with casualties is very small, because the safety involved in rallies is so precise now. But sometimes accidents do happen, and we do have to work with them. We work with other agencies, we work with the Coast Guard. We were doing some exercises in Waterford Airport with the Coast Guard as well. So we do have to intermingle with the other agencies that are there, and Garda Síochána and the Coast Guard and all the other voluntary organisations that are out there as well. And this is a great way that everybody has to get down and do their bit, and everybody has to see what's going on.
As you just said, they're voluntary people volunteer to do this. Is it very hard to get people involved to volunteer with the Alder Malta, with the Coast Guard, with other agencies going forward?
I think one of the biggest things is when people look at us and see what we do, and then they realise we don't get paid for it. It kind of puts them off quite a lot. Many, many people have said to me, oh, you're double jobbing, you know, you have a job with the ambulance. Well, we don't. We're totally volunteers. The Coast Guard are volunteers, and that's what we do. We have a crew of people. I have about 40 here in the Wexford unit, a great crew that we put together, all highly trained, and that's one of the fortes that we have, is that we teach the people what to do. We take them in as raw recruits, and we bring them to a level as where they can go out onto the back of an ambulance, and that goes on week after week, month after month, year after year. I'm 40 years in the Order of Malta, and I train every Monday night as well.
So if anyone wanted to get involved with the Alder Malta after hearing this interview, how would they go about doing it?
Just have a look on our Facebook page, wexfordaldermalta.ie, and just leave a message on it there for us, and we'll get back to you. There's no problem at all. You don't have to have any level of qualification. What we do want is people to do a first aid course, and that gives them an insight as to whether they would be able for it or not, or whether this is for them. Some people come into us and say, oh no, I wouldn't like that at all, when they see exactly what we do. So what we ask them to do is do a first aid course. If they say yes, we like that, then we'll invite them in.
Look, as I said to the lads before, there's a meeting going on over here for briefing, and I'm not going to be the one that holds up all this and it all goes wrong. I'm to blame. Listen, thanks very much. We'll talk to you on Saturday evening.
Thank you very much.